So, this is sort of a, I guess it's a friends become lovers story, or a friends fuck and stay friends story. A little light on details to protect the not so innocent, but I think we'll get the relevant parts. Prior to the night in question, this man and I had a very flirty friendship. Lots of flirting, lots of teasing and joking around, but I don't think we had ever thought anything would happen between us, beyond just teasing and things like that. But on this particular night, we found ourselves in a room alone and laying on a bed. And we were just laying side by side and talking, and our legs were touching. And it was comfortable and innocent. And then there was a little bit of cuddling, which, for friends is fine, I suppose. It didn't feel not platonic, but it didn't necessarily feel entirely platonic. Oh no, and I don't know, I suppose. I don't know who started it. But some point, it just became, a tighter cuddle. Everybody had their clothes on. We didn't actually sleep together on this particular night, but this is what started it. Clothes were all on. It was all very PG, this moment. I'm already losing my train of thought. But things got a little tighter. Everything was just close. And then this man leaned in and was talking very low into my ear. We were sort of spooning at this point in time, and I was the little spoon, and he was talking very low into my ear, and then his lips sort of brushed right behind my ear, and it didn't feel accidental, and it wasn't. He knows what he's doing. And then there were some teeth on my ear, and more teeth on my ear, and I gave that sharp inhalation of breath that you do when you like something that someone's doing. And just felt it. The chemistry that, I don't know, maybe I didn't want to know we had. It was there. And, I turned my head a little and, wondered maybe he was just teasing me. But, he wasn't. And he kissed me, and obviously I kissed back, and it was very, very good kissing. Very good kissing. And that went on for a while, and I don't know, it was all very, I don't know, PG. And hands were wandering a bit. And I think we were both still sort of deciding, what we wanted to do with this, and it was already, I don't know, a bit late in the evening, but hands slipped into pants a bit, specifically into my pants a bit, and some point my hip bone got exposed, my left one, and his mouth found its way to my hip. And he bit me right there on my hip. Hard. Very hard. And if you've listened to audios that I've made, you know that it's a very personal thing for me and a very, very sexual thing for me to be bitten. And this person knows that and knew that at the time and bit me quite hard. And I think that was, when the inevitability began. Yeah. And then I believe that night, it all gets a bit blurry after that. I believe that night also, fingers found their way into my pretty, pretty wet little pussy down in my underwear and fingered me. God, those wet little panties, pulled them to the side. Next couple times we got together were quite something. I can't remember exactly what happened when. And which time he blew my mind in which way. But I will say that I have never, ever had someone eat my pussy quite like this man before or since. Oh, God. Just thinking about it. Slow. Oh, if I want to finish talking about this. Oh, God, but. I think it was. Maybe not the next day, but the day after that. We were in bed together. Just messing around. We didn't have sex this day either, but oh, I had some of the best orgasms of my life. Oh. Oh, yeah. The first thing he did was. Just put his hand between my legs on just on top of my panties and just looked at me and I just squirmed and made a little mess of myself. All he had to do was sit there and do nothing, touch me. And I was writhing and embarrassing myself. And, oh God. Then, God, I think at the same time, like a few minutes later, he pulled his belt off and spread my thighs and I was rubbing my clit while he watched me and just held that belt in his hand while he watched me play. And then then he hit me with that belt on my thighs. Yeah, you should have heard me yelp. I just, oh God. And I trust this person, he's a friend, and it was lovely. It was spontaneous and sexy and exactly what I needed. So while I rubbed and touched my clit, he made nice red welts on my inner thighs with his belt. And I came so hard. How do you not come from that? God, I don't know. I don't know how not to come from that. Just thinking about it. Being such a terribly slutty but very good girl. Oh, my thighs spread. Oh. Taking exactly what I'm given and still come when I'm told. Thinking about that. Oh, God. Oh. Just that day. Every time. Oh, we had a spare moment. Oh, bury his mouth in my pussy. Oh, he's so fucking good at eating pussy, this guy. And obviously, I reciprocated. Oh, I'd put his cock deep in my throat. Oh, of course I did. Oh, of course I did. Oh. Couldn't come anymore. Put me on my back and told me I was gonna come one more time, and I thought there was no way that I could come again, but you try. And he put that magic fucking mouth on my pussy again. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, I was sore. Oh, from all the fingering and licking and coming, but he would lick me and get me all wet and then blow, make it chilly and cold, and then put his hot, wet tongue on me again. Drove me absolutely crazy. And then, when I was getting incredibly hot, he put my hand on my clit and had me play. And then slid one finger, and then two, and then three, inside my pussy, and started slow, but gently, got faster and faster, until he was fucking that tight. Oh, pussy with his fingers. Dirty talking to me about how he was watching me. Now I was so exposed. My legs spread. And then I came so hard. Oh, God. So hard. Amazing. Still hadn't, despite all of the fingers and hands and all of the oral, we hadn't actually had, penetrative sex yet, and we still weren't sure if we wanted to go there with our friendship. The next time we saw each other, just couldn't stop ourselves. Just couldn't stop ourselves. I got on my hands and knees the way I like. Pressing back against him. His cock inside me, and it just felt so good. Pressed my head down. Me so hard from behind. I was on my hands and knees, and he was fingering me, and I was so wet. And he pulled me back by my neck onto his kind of onto his knee, and kept fingering me, and ordered me to come into his hand. Rubbed his cock with it. And then, rested by the bed and had me get on all fours and lick it clean. I love the way it tastes. It's such a fucking sexy thing to taste myself on a cock. And God. I love submitting like that. And then I was just getting my face fucked just a little nicely, and he asked me if I was ready to get fucked. I was definitely ready to get fucked. Turned around and on all fours and showed him my pretty pussy. I had a little plug in. I think I forgot to say that. When he slid in me, it was so tight. for both of us. And hearing him react to how tight it was. Oh, it was hot. he fucked me. Oh God, he fucked me so well. Commanding me and telling me exactly what he wanted. And then he let me suck his cock. Slutty little blowjob. For some reason, it just got me so wet. So as I suck that cock, I just got a wetter and wetter little pussy. Oh, it doesn't always happen, but it did this time. Thinking about fucking this guy. It was a very amazing experience. He ate pussy so fucking well. Couldn't get enough of mine. And just every time he had a chance, he was back between my thighs, making me come like a little whore. And I can't say no. Oh. made me ask permission to come. Sometimes you tell me no. I was just thinking about that. Sorry, I've gone a little nonverbal. It's getting to be a visceral sort of memory. Watching me get myself off and saying just the right thing and observing me and making me feel especially fucking filthy when I did it. This person is also very good at aftercare, though I don't need any, from myself. Obviously, we had a pretty intense play sometimes, what with belt thrashing from time to time. Subsequent encounters as well. Lots of good dirty talk as well when we were playing, and he's very good at providing good aftercare. And there was one time that I don't know, I don't think we were even, I don't think we had actually fucked, but, we were playing and I'd had kind of a, I don't know, emotional, kind of role-playing situation, and, I don't know, for whatever reason, I needed to be held a bit, and he was very lovely at that, good at comforting and holding and things like that. It's very positive always, and yeah, that's a nice note to leave it on. Anyway, it's much longer than I thought it would be. So, there you go. That's my